Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off today, Apple's effort to have a class action lawsuit over AirTag stalking dismissed has failed. A judge in California has determined that the plaintiffs in the lawsuit have made sufficient claims for negligence and product liability for the case to move forward. The lawsuit alleges that the AirTag, priced at $29, has, quote, become the weapon of choice for stalkers and abusers. The lawsuit was first filed in December 2022, and the plaintiffs accuse Apple of rushing AirTag to market with insufficient safeguards to protect against stalking and abuse. The lawsuit says, quote, Apple's design of the AirTag was defective because the product did not and does not perform as safely as an ordinary consumer would have expected it to perform when used or misused, end quote. Around 3 dozen people who filed the lawsuit alleged that Apple was warned of the risks posed by AirTag before it was released. The plaintiffs say that when they were stalked, the problems with the AirTag safety features were substantial, and those safety defects caused their injuries, end quote. The judge in the case did point out that Apple may ultimately be right that California law does not require it to do more to diminish the ability of stalkers to use AirTags effectively, but at this point, it's too early to make that determination, according to the judge. Apple, of course, believes that the lawsuit should be dismissed and says that the lawsuit is a misplaced effort to hold Apple responsible for third parties' intentional misuse of AirTag, adding that it has built a robust set of safety features into AirTag to help prevent against these situations. The outcome of this case remains to be seen, but at this point, all we know is that it is indeed moving forward as the plaintiffs had requested, despite Apple's efforts to have it dismissed. In other news today, Apple's new iPad Pro models are highly anticipated and have been described as the biggest update to the devices since 2018. Over the last several weeks, we've gotten a lot of questions about when these new iPad Pros will actually be released. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has been consistent in his reporting that the new iPad Pro will arrive sometime at the end of March or in April. Gurman reiterated this expectation in the most recent edition of his Power On newsletter, saying that the timeline hinges on a new version of iPadOS 17.4 that is designed for the new iPad Pro hardware. This software isn't quite done yet, and once it is done, Apple needs to send it off to its factories to be installed on the new hardware in China. Gurman says that this process could last a couple of weeks, potentially taking us deeper into April before the new iPad Pro hardware is available. Analyst Ross Young of Display Supply Chain Consultants said in a report this week that the new iPad Pro models will begin shipping in April, aligning with the timeline reported by Gurman. According to Young, production of the 11-inch iPad Pro is lagging behind production of the 12.9-inch model, suggesting it could be hard to find when it's released. So with all of that said, there's one thing that's clear. New iPad Pros are coming, and they're coming soon, but iPad fans might be waiting a little bit longer than they'd like, but still, we should know more within the next several weeks. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch every single NCAA March Madness game this year. Watch every game using the DirecTV Stream app on all of your devices, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. Plus, you can save $30 per month for a limited time only, just in time for March Madness. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to subscribe to DirecTV Stream today. My thanks to DirecTV Stream for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running out today, a new rumor says that Apple has invested billions of dollars in a new coating technology for future iPhone displays. This technology would allegedly make future iPhone displays more scratch-resistant and add a new anti-reflection layer, but it sounds like this technology won't be ready for the iPhone 16 this year. The rumor comes from the account Instant Digital on Chinese social media, which has previously shared accurate information about upcoming iPhone hardware. The rumor says that Apple has developed equipment that adds a super hard anti-reflective layer to the iPhone's display, which also makes it more scratch resistant than before. According to the rumor, this technology was only recently handed over to Apple's supply chain partners in China, suggesting that it won't be ready in time for the iPhone 16 in a few months, and Apple is instead targeting a debut with the iPhone 17 in 2025. Right now, the iPhone display features what Apple calls Ceramic Shield, which first made its debut with the iPhone 12 in 2020. Ceramic Shield was created by Apple in partnership with Corning, who has received funding through Apple's Advanced Manufacturing Fund. What today's new rumor describes sounds similar to Corning's Gorilla Glass Armor technology, which debuted earlier this year with the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Gorilla Glass Armor reduces reflection by up to 75% without impacting display quality and offers added protection against scratches and other damage. Given the existing partnership between Apple and Corning, it's likely that we'll see some aspects of Gorilla Glass Armor come to the iPhone display at some point, but if today's rumor particularly is to be believed, that might not happen until the iPhone 17 next year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Be sure to head to 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content every month for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.